WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something truly powerful. Cultivating gratitude for happiness. Ever feel like you're chasing this elusive happiness, like it's just out of reach? Well, what if I told you the key might be right in front of us all along? Turns out, happiness isn't always a destination sometimes. It's about appreciating the journey and everything we have along the way. Think about it. Life is a roller coaster, right? Ups, downs, loops, twists, the whole shebang. But instead of focusing on the rough patches, imagine if you started noticing those little moments of beauty, those genuine connections, that unexpected joy that pops up throughout your day. That's where gratitude comes, and it's like a spotlight shining on all the amazing things life has to offer. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, easy for you to say. Your life is probably one big happy montage. Listen, trust me. I've had my fair share of challenges, and let me tell you, gratitude doesn't mean ignoring the tough stuff. It's about finding that silver lining even on the cloudiest days. So, how do we actually cultivate this gratitude thing? Let's break it down into some actionable nuggets of wisdom. First up, practice mindfulness. I know, another buzzword, but hear me out. It's simply about being present in the moment, savoring those little experiences that often get swept under the rug, a warm cup of coffee, a good laugh with a friend, even the sunshine on your face. It's like hitting the pause button and really appreciating the beauty around you. Next, start a gratitude journal. No need for fancy calligraphy or anything dramatic, just jot down 3 things you're grateful for every day. These can be big or small, a delicious meal, a supportive friend, even a good night's sleep. It might seem simple, but seeing those positive things written down helps shift your perspective and train your brain to focus on the good stuff. Now, let's talk about active appreciation. Don't just think about what you're grateful for, actually express it. Tell someone how much they mean to you, send a thank you note, or simply take a moment to appreciate their presence in your life. Those words of affirmation can be incredibly powerful, both for the giver and the receiver. Remember those random acts of kindness that make your day brighter? Well, start incorporating them into your routine. A smile to a stranger, holding the door open, even just offering a listening ear, these small gestures can have a ripple effect of positivity. And trust me, the good karma you receive back will be worth its weight in gold. Lastly, cultivate self-compassion. This one's super important, because life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, right? We all make mistakes, face setbacks, and sometimes just need a little extra kindness, especially from ourselves. Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge your struggles, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Think about that time you messed up, we've all been there. Instead of beating yourself up, imagine talking to a friend who made the same mistake. You'd probably offer words of encouragement and understanding, right? Well, treat yourself with the same compassion, and remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. Speaking of real-life scenarios, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, running late for an important meeting, and everything feels like it's going wrong. That feeling of frustration creeping in is completely understandable. But instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, try taking a few deep breaths and focusing on something positive. The song playing on your radio, a beautiful sunset you saw earlier, or even just the fact that you have a destination to look forward to. Shifting your perspective can make a world of difference in how you experience the situation. Remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff, it's about finding the light even on the darkest days. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good, expressing appreciation, and being kind to yourself along the way. Think of it as a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets, and the happier you'll become. So, my friends, let's go out there and make gratitude our superpower. Take those actionable steps we talked about today, start noticing those little things that bring you joy, and watch your happiness blossom. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a dose of positivity, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media using #TheBalanceStoic. Until next time, keep striving for balance, embrace the power of gratitude, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.